Shout it loud, hallelujah. For those of you who are expecting the touch of Jehovah tonight, shout it loudest, hallelujah. If you know that tonight, every ancestral Goliath shall be disgraced, shout it loudest, hallelujah. Let's close our eyes as we lift our hands to the Lord and sing this song loud and clear. Lift up Jesus, His King of Kings. Lift up Jesus, His Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Lift up Jesus, His King of Kings. King of Kings. Hallelujah.
Holy, Shout hallelujah!
Let there be silence now. Within the next few minutes, the power of God without dilution will flow into everyone whose heart is ready to receive from the Lord. So wherever you are, and you are connected to this program, or you are here physically, wherever you are, connect to the power of the God who created the heavens and the earth. Connect to the power of Him who has no respect for impossibility. Connect to the power of Him who goes from country to country, city to city, village to village. Connect to the imperial power. As I pray now, let your amen be super dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus. That amen is not loud enough. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we are gathered at this program, plugging your head into the socket of divine blessings. Father, I'm praying right now that as many people as are here, as many people as are connected to this program, every evil personality troubling the destiny of anyone should depart right now. In the name of Jesus. Every double personality, triple personality troubling anyone here, multiple personalities, that place you are is not your habitation. For it is written that every tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. So any force, any personality, any power that is troubling the destiny of anyone here or anyone connected to this program, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, loose your hold now. Loose your hold, 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 in the name of Jesus. Father, as many people whose spirits have been imprisoned, and so they cannot achieve their potential. Maponte, le karibo, katesetendeaba. Whatever such people are now, let the power of deliverance fall upon them in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. Let your amen rule like thunder. Let there be silence now. Father, as many as are connected to this program, and the problem they are having is a problem of envious witchcraft. Let the arrows of envious witchcraft upon such people backfire now. In the name of Jesus. Father, something is happening right now. There are tempests, like this personality that follows you about, spoiling everything you are doing. Right there where you are, the hand of fire is coming upon you to release you from that grip. That's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You can't follow her anymore. Let her go. 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 In the name of Jesus. I address that personality that covers your correct self up, demoting your correct spirit and representing you in the spirit realm. Masati Lakatia, be released from that grip now. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Silence. The power of God is going to follow some people. Two categories of people. The first category, some birds have been assigned to your environment to form a coven, and the target is you. Very soon the power of God will fall upon you and their mission shall fail. Second category of people, your sickness started suddenly due to a spiritual attack. Right there where you are, the power of God is going to fall upon you. As I call the name of Jesus seven times here, on that seventh call of that name, the spirit responsible for the problem will be hit by the volcanic power of God and will depart from you immediately. Jesus. 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 That's right. Return to her. What you have stolen from her in the womb, return to her. That which you have stolen from her in the womb, return to her. That which you have stolen from her in the womb. Silence. If you are the person here and your name is Bidemi, right there where you are, there's an angel of God by your side that has recovered everything you've lost and putting them back into your head. from where they were stolen. That's the power of God coming upon you. Stretch your right hand towards this altar now. Father, these hands that are stretched forth, put your liquid fire upon it. Fire to remove every infirmity. Fire to burn and cast out every plantation of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. The one said, we shall lay our hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. Let the recovery power fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. Now, anywhere you have infirmity in your body, or you were attacked in your dream, smite it 21 hot times. Even if it's pending, you smite it. Get yourself ready now. And as you smite it, say, go back to your senders in the name of Jesus. Go back to your senders in the name of Jesus. Let's go! Riba Pia Likatera. Amen. Check your body now. If we discover that you have been healed, the pain, the problem you brought here has disappeared. Run quickly to this altar. Don't allow the devil to put the problem back. Run quickly to the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Shout this louder than anyone around you. This is not a negotiating prayer. For we are not here tonight to negotiate. You will ask a question. My virtues. What are you doing in the valley of witchcraft? Can you shout this loud? Come out! In the name of Jesus! That's right. Recover your virtues. Tonight, 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 tonight. Recover your virtues in the name of Jesus. Papila katende kerabo sopola kayabo shanda. Recover your virtues in the name of Jesus. Name we pray. The powers assigned to kill me before my testimony. Can you say that with holy anger? Let that voice be louder than that. You are a liar. Death! In the name of Jesus. Deal with those powers now. Makatende yabo shente raba kasenta. Daribo sapande ke yabo shente raba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Makatende yabo shente raba santa. Name we pray. The Bible says no man lights a candle and go and put it under the bed. That's why I want you to pray this prayer with boiling anger. Powers assigned to push my candle under the bed. Can you shout this loud? Damn! In the name
name of Jesus. Father, we cover the testimonies, we cover the signs and wonders with the blood of Jesus. I decree that affliction will not rise again in your lives in the name of Jesus. The power of God will arise and fight all your battles in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now raise your right hand to the heavens, and you will decree like this. My blessings hanging in the heavens. Can you shout this loud? Drop upon my hand. In the name of Jesus. Command it to drop upon your hands. Father, we thank you. Lord, continue to lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Tonight is the conclusion of the program. I plug my head into the socket of divine blessings. And we have covered various aspects. How to set our heads free. You need to listen carefully to me tonight so that when the time comes to pray, you know how to pray very well. You pray very well from your heart and with everything that is in you. When that time comes, thank you, Jesus. Evil hands on innocent heads. Evil hands on innocent heads. Evil hands on innocent heads. Please listen carefully to this message. In Genesis chapter 48, we read some mysterious verses. Genesis 48, we read some mysterious verses. Genesis 48, I read from verse 8. If you are there, say yes. Everybody in Genesis 48, 8? Because I see someone here tonight. The place they say you will never get to, you will get there by fire. The house they say you will not live in, you will live inside by fire. The honor they say you will never have, you will have it by fire. Genesis 48 verse 8. And Israel beheld Joseph's son, that is Jacob, and said, who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, they are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, bring them, I pray thee, unto me, I will bless them. Listen to verse 10. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. He could not even see those children because his eyes were dim for age. But his prophetic eyes were sharp. And he brought them unto him and he kissed them and embraced them. May heaven embrace you. In Jesus' name. And Israel said unto Joseph, not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand, towards Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand towards Israel's right hand. They positioned the elder on the right, positioned the junior on the left, believing the man will just lay his hands like this. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim, who was younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh, said, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my father Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless these lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my father Abraham and Isaac. This is what we call generational blessing. He was invoking the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of Isaac, and his own blessing that the angel blessed him is now provoking that blessings and imparting them upon those children. Generational blessing, generational virtue, generational benefits, generational virtues. He was transferring it to their lives by laying hands on them. And let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove him from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, no, so my father, for this is the firstborn, put the right hand upon his head. And his father refused and said, I know it, my son. I know it. He crossed his hands like this. And Joseph was the father of those children. And when he saw the cross, he protested. He said, not so, my father. This is the senior one. Not so, my father. I prophesy upon the life of somebody. Every power that is saying not so to your blessings, let them scatter now in the name of Jesus. Let them scatter now in the name of Jesus. Let them scatter now in the name of Jesus. Let them scatter now in the name of Jesus. Listen carefully. Jacob was a man that received blessing after warring with the angel. Isaac, his father, was a child of blessing. Abraham, their father, was a father of blessings. So this man carried, the man Jacob carried a generational anointing and laid hands on those children upon their heads. Likewise, just as Jacob transferred virtues, transferred good things, transferred generational blessings, the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob upon those children. Evil parents, demonic ancestors, wicked ancestors, wicked parents also transfer wickedness, evil, sickness, frustration upon their children by laying hands upon them. And the power on the right hand, according to this scripture, is different from the one on the left hand. It's greater. Herein lies the problem. That many of our forefathers did not serve the Lord, they served the devil actively. Many too have gone to places where nobody should touch them at all, but they allowed the evil men to lay hands on their head. There was a woman that went to the marketplace. She was buying things. But she noticed that somebody was playing with the baby at her back. When she would look, she found that the hand of the man was on the head of the child. Why, if you want to play with the child, play with the child. Why are you laying hands on the head? It was too late. The fellow who had satanic eyes had been able to see the glory on that child and has cleared it off by laying hands on the head. That was many, many years ago. Later, the man who collected the blessings, the glory of this child, got born again. He comes to church. He rejoices. He does praise worship. He joins in the services. He was always the best dancer around. But one day he came to the service and he was down. He wasn't dancing, he wasn't singing, he was very sad. And the pastor noticed. Pastor said, brother, what's wrong with you today? You're always very happy. Said, pastor, I saw a boy sleeping under the bridge. And I know that it was the boy that I laid hands on many years ago to collect his glory. And that what that boy is suffering now was because of what he did. Therefore, I am decreeing from this pulpit that every conscious and unconscious laying on of evil hands on the head of anyone here or connected to this program be cleared away by the blood of Jesus. Be cleared away. 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 In the name of Jesus. A servant for the man. Sit for a little bit. The head is above the body. In the head, we find the beginning of senses and motions. The head is the topmost part of the body. The head is where the symbol of power, authority, and honor are displayed. The head is the habitation of your glory. Crowns are always placed on the head. The Bible says Adam was crowned with glory and honor. The head is a center of communication. It is a faculty of reasoning. All the sense faculties are inside the head. The brain is also inside that head. It's the brain that tells you what to do and what not to do. The eyes that enables you to see is in the head. The nose which enables you to smell is in the head. The ear which allows you to hear is in the head. The mouth which is the point of entry of food is in the head. So without that head, parts of the body cannot function. Every part of the body is connected to the head. And like I told you before, when you want to get visa, you want to get a passport, they are only interested in your head. It's that picture that interests them. Because you can change any other thing in your body, but you cannot change that head. If you want to know what is going on in your body, you cannot. It is through the head. And that head, when an evil man laid hands on it and imparts evil thing upon that head, it swallows it, transfers it through the body, and escorts the person through life. Some people will suffer from the cradle to the grave because evil hands have been laid upon them. When people lay hands on the head, it's a way of connecting the message with the messenger. It's a way of connecting the gift with the gift giver. The blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was transmitted through the right hand of Jacob to the head of that child. And those of you who are Bible readers, you know that hands are laid in the Bible on the head for physical healing. The reverse is true. Hands can be laid on the person for sickness, to enter into the life of the person. I had a friend, an evangelist, who laid hands on the woman to pray. As he lays hands on that woman, she noticed that something was crawling through the head into his hands. And it didn't enter into his hands. And the thing began to go towards his heart. Meanwhile, the woman he prayed for had left the room. My friend said, madam, come back, come back, come back. We have not finished the prayer. Come back, come back. The woman came back inside. He said, kneel down. He replaced the hand on her head. I was saying, back to the sender. Back to the sender. Back to the sender. And do you know what? The thing began to crawl off from his hand. Crawl back into that head. So that laying, the laying hands of hand on the head is an agent of communication. In the Bible, people, they lay hands on it to impart blessings. Hands can be laid on a person to impart curses as well. In the Bible, they lay hands on people to impart gifts, power, and authority. Reverse too can enter into the life of a person. In the Bible, they lay hands on people to send them out as ministers or to ordain them as ministers. The same thing, that evil laying on some hands can ordain you unto witchcraft, ordain you unto familiar spirit and dedicate you to strange things you don't belong to. But then, when the laying out of hands is from your ancestors, it becomes a very serious matter. Because before some people would begin to now address the issue, the evil effect will have gone far. I prophesy once again, any problem that has gone far in the life of anyone, let the problem go back to the senders in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let it roar like thunder. The most devastating evil laying of hands is when it is used to pronounce or to extend or to maximize the evil power in the ancestry. Sometimes only child, stop crying. They are using the hand to rub thereby with total strangers. It's an evil agenda. And as I sit down here or watching us, you cannot say who touched your head as a baby. You cannot say who touched your head as a child. You even have no clue on the spiritual content of those saloons, the spiritual content of the owner of the saloons, or you are making your hair. You have no clue. What are these ancestral powers? They are evil powers that are in charge of a family from generation to generation. There are powers assigned to family lineage to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There are powers assigned to monitor a family lineage. There are powers assigned to afflict a family. They represent the strong man against the family line. Strong line that is assigned against the family line. Ancestral powers are the spirit behind collective family captivity. They are the powers assigned to execute punishment on cursed families. They are the powers assigned to discipline those violating a collective covenant. They are the power sponsoring repeated evil family history. They are the powers claiming to be the spirit of the dead inside a particular family. They are bloodline demons. These powers can be transmitted so easily when somebody with an evil power lays those hands upon you from your family line. And this is a very, very serious matter. And if this has happened to a person, the person should not be surprised. His spiritual growth is becoming difficult. Don't be surprised when the person is becoming a dropout. Don't be surprised when the person becomes someone who is stagnant and frustrated. You need to first of all surrender your life to Jesus if you want to be free from this power. You need to repent from all known sins. You need to wage war against these strange powers. You need to cancel the evil effect of evil laying on of hands upon your head. Many of us, before we got born again, evil hands have been laid upon that head. And we're struggling now to get out of it. That is the purpose of this closing meeting of this program. And it's a very, very serious matter. Right there where you are, I'd like you to bow down your head. Bow down your head where you are. In case you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, wherever you are, because I want to help you while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand and see what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you said that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Just find a way to the altar here so that we can pray more with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, ask the Lord to forgive you of any sin that can keep any bondage in place in your life today. Ask him to forgive. Ask Lord to forgive you. Amen. Right there where you are, lay your right hand upon your head and begin to plead the blood of Jesus upon that head. Say, I plead the blood of Jesus upon my head now. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my head now. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my head now. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my head now. Begin to say it. Plead the blood of Jesus upon your head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As many people as are here tonight, and you are ready to defeat your Goliath, I want you to rise up on your feet and sing these songs with fire and with power. Sing without any compromise. Sing violently and with power. Thank you, Jesus.
Let somebody shout, Holy Ghost fire!
Holy Ghost fire!
Somebody that is tired of those problems, shout, Holy Ghost fire!
Holy Ghost fire!
Say, it is the Lord's battle!
It is the Lord's battle!
It is not my battle!
It is not my battle!
The Lord will fight for me!
The Lord will fight for me!
And I shall hold my peace!
And I shall hold my peace!
It is the Lord's battle.
Go ahead.
It is not my battle.
It is not my battle.
The Lord will fight for me.
The Lord will fight for me.
And I shall hold my peace.
And I shall hold my peace.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
Amen. Do you get what we are singing? Now I want you to add the clapping of your hands to it. Now, are you ready? Say, it is the Lord's battle.
It is the Lord's battle.
It is not my battle.
It is not my battle.
The Lord will fight for me.
The Lord will fight for me.
And I shall hold my peace.
And I shall hold my peace.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
It is the Lord's battle.
It is the Lord's battle.
It is not my battle.
It is not my battle.
The Lord will fight for me.
The Lord will fight for me.
And I shall hold my peace.
And I shall hold my peace.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
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 It is the Holy Ghost war. It is the Holy Ghost war.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
It is the Holy Ghost war.
Shake it, boom, 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 bo
Session of prayers on the basis of what we have discussed here tonight. Next Sunday is our 25th year anniversary Thanksgiving service. Also, the Thanksgiving service for the 70 days prayer and fasting program for this year. So it's a 2-in-1 service. Don't plan to come late, but because we might have closed by the time you arrive. Praise the Lord. Rise to your feet with your oil now. And with that oil in your hand, stretch it towards the altar and let your amen roar like thunder. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. This oil that is stretched to this altar, by the spirit that moved upon the waters in the beginning, move upon this oil in the name of Jesus. On anointing with this oil, let every consequence, effect of any evil laying of hands vanish in the name of Jesus. Let this oil become the oil of healing, the oil of deliverance, the oil of power, the oil of strength. In the name of Jesus.
Now apply the oil on your hand and use it to rub your head. Use it to rub your head. That's right. Rub your head. Thank you, Jesus. Do it a second time. Something is happening already. Do it a third time. It's happening already. Yes, I told you. The heavy loads upon the head have been shifted away.
Now with a voice that roars like thunder, you will now lay that hand on your head. Put the oil away now. lay your right hand upon your head and pray the following prayers with all the violence you can gather. It is important that you pray them violently. If you keep quiet, it will be very sad. Glory killers!
Glory killers!
Assign to my head! Death! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Arrows fired into my brain. Backfire. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray it well. Arrows fired into my brain. Backfire. 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 Makashente Raba. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is going on now. Say, powers! Chanting incantations to cage my head. Death! In the name of Jesus. Yes. Makate setela kaya boshende raba santa. Riba pia ni katendeka. Dekaya boshende raba santa. In Jesus' name we pray. My head, hear the word of the Lord. Shout his love. Reject curses. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and reject the curses. Jesus' name we pray. Chains upon my head, break in the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. My glory and the lifter of my head, Jesus Christ. Can you shout his love? My glory and the lifter of my head, Jesus. Lift up my head in the name of Jesus. My glory and the lifter of my head, Jesus Christ, lift up my head. In Jesus' name we pray. Every bewitchment assigned against my head, die in the name of Jesus. Something is happening here. Deal with the bewitchment. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Every horn of my father's house, press it down my head. Roast in the name of Jesus. Every horn of my father's house. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Wasters and emptiers targeting my head. You are a liar. Death! In the name of Jesus. Wasters and emptiers targeting my head. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Luggage of darkness on my head, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus. Can I hear you shouting it loud? Can you shout it louder? Arise! Wipe off every wound back on my head. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, arise. Makatenda ya boshente raba. Riba sapende ke ya boshente. In Jesus' name we pray. Three more prayers on that head. Lay your hands on it and pray these three with merciless violence. Any negative oil upon my head, dry up in the name of Jesus. Yes, any negative oil upon my head, dry up, dry up. Dry up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Anointing that will make my cup run over. Fall upon my head. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the final prayer. I see many things happening. I see destinies being rearranged. Ancestral hands upon my head. Can you shout it loud? Can you shout that louder than that? Wither in the name of Jesus. Command the hand to wither in Jesus' name we pray. Keep that hand on your head. Father, I stand here as a servant and I decree that your angels will begin to go from person to person. Every virtue that has been stolen from the head, let them be restored. In the name of Jesus. As a result of tonight's meeting, your life shall take a new dimension that will catapult your destiny. 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 In the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength. You go from glory to glory. The hand of Messiah will fight your battles. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. All the prayer requests, O Lord, answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And let us share the grace in fellowship.